after I turned 6. My dad and I had cleaned up the syrupy dishes and counters, and then I'd returned to cartoons. I can't remember which one I'd been watching when my dad strode in to tell me goodbye, but it had been a good enough one that I'd wished he'd hurry up and leave already. "I'm going running," he'd said, planting a kiss on the top of my head. "See you, Suze." "Bye," I'd said. I don't think I even bothered to look at him. I knew what he looked like. A big, tall guy with a lot of thick, dark hair that had gone white in some places. That day, he'd been wearing gray jogging pants and a t-shirt that read, "Homeport Menemsha, fresh seafood all year round," left over from our last trip to Martha's Vineyard. Neither of us had known then they'd be the last clothes anyone would ever see him in.
"Sure you don't want to come to the park with me?" he'd asked.
"Dad," I'd said, appalled at the thought of missing a minute of cartoons. "No."
"Suit yourself," he'd said. "Tell your mom there's fresh squeezed orange juice in the fridge."
"Okay," I said. "Bye." And he'd left. Would I have done anything differently if I'd known it was the last time I'd ever see him again? Alive, anyway? Of course I would have. I would have gone to the park with him. I'd have made him walk instead of run. If I'd known he was going to have a heart attack out there on the running path and die in front of strangers, I'd have stopped him from going to the park in the first place, made him go to the doctor instead. Only I hadn't known. How could I have known? How could I? Chapter 1. I found the stone exactly where Mrs. Gutierrez had said it would be, beneath the drooping branches of the overgrown hibiscus in her backyard. I shut off the flashlight. Even though there was supposed to have been a full moon that night, by midnight a thick layer of clouds had blown in from the sea and a dank mist had reduced visibility to nil. But I didn't need light to see by anymore. I just needed to dig. I sunk my fingers into the wet, soft earth and pried the stone from its resting spot. It moved easily and wasn't heavy. Soon, I was feeling beneath it for the tin box Mrs. Gutierrez had assured me would be there. Except that it wasn't. There was nothing beneath my fingers except damp soil. That's when I heard it, a twig snapping beneath the weight of someone nearby. I froze. I was trespassing, after all. The last thing I needed was to be dragged home by the Carmel, California cops. Again. Then, with my pulse beating frantically as I tried to figure out how on earth I was going to explain my way out of this one, I recognized the lean shadow, darker than all the others, standing a few feet away. My heart continued to pound in my ears, but now for an entirely different reason. "You..." I said, climbing slowly, shakily, to my feet.
"Hello, Suze."
His voice, floating toward me through the mist, was deep and not at all unsteady. Unlike my own voice, which had an unnerving tendency to shake when he was around. It wasn't the only part of me that shook when he was around, either. But I was determined not to let him know that. "Give it back," I said, holding out my hand. He threw back his head and laughed.
"Are you nuts?" he wanted to know.
"I mean it, Paul," I said, my voice steady, but my confidence already beginning to seep away, like sand beneath my feet.
"It's $2,000, Suze," he said, as if I might be unaware of that fact. "$2,000.
And it belongs to Julio Gutierrez." I sounded sure of myself, even if I wasn't exactly feeling that way. "Not you."
"Oh, right," Paul said, his deep voice dripping with sarcasm. "And what's Gutierrez gonna do, call the cops?
He doesn't know it's missing, Suze. He never even knew it was there." "Because his grandmother died before she had a chance to tell him," I reminded him.
"Then he won't notice, will he?"
Despite the darkness, I could tell Paul was smiling. I could hear it in his voice.
"You can't miss what you never knew you had."
"Mrs. Gutierrez knows." I dropped my hand so he wouldn't see it shaking, but I couldn't disguise the growing unsteadiness in my